My dear friends in Christ, as he who has brought you out of the depths of despair and the ravages of sin, he has opened his mouth and taught you by saying, you are blessed. You have found yourselves poor in spirit, and it is you who God will take into his heavenly kingdom. Even though you may mourn this or any other day, God will comfort you and give you peace. Though you may be meek, you will inherit the earth and all that is in it. He knows you have hungered and thirsted for righteousness, and he will satisfy all your desires to be holy and without sin, placing on you the white robe of righteousness. You are all dear children of God, and he is merciful unto you, and God will also show you his mercy. Your hearts have been made pure, sinless, and without blemish by Jesus' work upon the cross. So then you will indeed see God face to face. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they all bless you who have sought to make peace and calm the troubled waters that happen in this life. And God will call each of you his sons. Just as you, my friends, are persecuted for righteousness' sake, again God declares that he will have you enter into the kingdom of heaven. And although others might insult you, harass you, and speak terrible things against you, simply because of your faith in Jesus, God tells you today and always, rejoice. God himself will wipe every tear from your eyes. He will lead you to enjoy the magnificent reward awaiting you in heaven. You're not the first to think you're mistreated or you are abused by those around you. And so rest assured, you good and faithful people, rest assured God will take awesome good care of you. Yes, the Beatitudes today. The Beatitudes were the gateway into the ministry of one Jesus of Nazareth. Begotten of his Father before all worlds, he came to teach you and I and all of mankind all that God has done, is doing, and what he will do. So go ahead. It's okay. It really is. Receive for yourself these wonderful Beatitudes from God. They're yours. He's speaking to each of you. So yes, it's you they are for. These blessings for all who have been called by Jesus to be his disciples. You see, God knew before his Son Jesus Christ had come into our world that we, as a people, we had no hope. We were devoid, empty, and struggling to keep ourselves above water. We, as a people, together battled demonic forces, evil spirits. Alone and fearfully, we believed that it was truly the end. That's it. And we did a pretty lousy job at securing that grace, mercy, and peace for ourselves. We can't do it alone. Matter of fact, we were so low, forgotten, and bankrupt of any dream of salvation. All we could do was to mourn, starve, and yearn for a better life. Jesus. Jesus who? That's what those without any resources or wherewithal would cry when confronted with no hope. Heaven? Yeah, right. You just go ahead and keep on thinking you're going to go to some heaven somewhere, right? That's what we could hear. Oh, and what have you got to give to your God that's of any value to Him that'll make Him rescue you from this God-forsaken earth? You've got nothing. You have nothing, do you? You haven't one clean, righteous, or pure work or word within you. That is why God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to save you from all of your sins, to save you from an eternal death, and that He Himself will drive away Satan and all of his minions so that they can no longer drag you into the dark, dreadful void called hell. Yeah, by the way of sending His Son way, way back then, when He did, which was just at the right time, we can be assured of these bountiful blessings that Jesus speaks about. And they're not merely ours and ours alone. No, these blessings of mercy, blessings of peace, and blessings of God's sweet grace, which have been given to those loved ones of ours who have gone before us into God's heavenly realm, they already enjoy, which we know for sure and for certain are for us as well. There's also here in our gospel reading, Jesus has a motive for giving these blessings. Not really something you have to read between the lines about, but yeah, Jesus wanted to get something out of giving these blessings that He did. He wanted ever so dearly to get you. He wants all mankind to be saved. For to have the divine Son of God convey all these miraculous proclamations to me, to you, to all your friends, all your relatives and loved ones who've passed on into heaven. These Beatitudes have been given to you for discipleship, for the strengthening of your faith, and the giving you confidence to share with others what our mighty God has done for them too. Jesus gives these Beatitudes so that we would follow Him. Let's take a minute and look at the attributes of God. Remember your catechism. For as we've been created in the likeness of the Lord Himself, so too we can see the following observations in Holy Scripture that God always watches over us with His eyes. God always listens to our every prayer with His ears. He teaches us by speaking His holy word. God loves us with His whole heart. He lovingly supports us with His warm, soft hands. He tenderly kisses us with His lips. He gently leads us by His Holy Spirit, and He always encourages us, as He does today, by His never-ending and imperishable promises. You see, our Heavenly Father could charge us and condemn us for the sin that we have in our hearts, in our mouths, and in our lives. He really could. He knows just how many sins you and I have really committed. But all of them, every sin has been washed away. He freely and truly forgives us for every sin, completely and forever. and God remembers them no more. Why, he even blots out our sin from the Lamb's book of life. God heals us from all diseases of body, mind, and spirit. He brings nearer to you and me his tender mercies, his acts of gentle goodness. He gives all these things as gifts. Gifts as a crown of loving kindness and the tenderness of his mercies. And why does God do all of this for you? Why does he do it? It's from the all-atoning work of Jesus Christ upon the cross. It is through the eyes of the living Christ that God looks at you and he smiles as he calls you his very own. That which we could never do in a million years has been accomplished. And it has been done right here, right now, before the altar of the Lord, here in this holy house. You have received the forgiveness of all your sins and you have received life everlasting. The only extra touch that God could do is give us his son's body and blood. And may I remind you once again that the sure and certain knowledge your loved ones who entered sainthood are among all who have gone before us. They have heard the Lord call unto them, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And in the name of Jesus Christ, you too shall be among his divine, bountiful harvest at his coming, when Jesus comes again to raise all the living and the dead. He's coming to take us all home, home. Before the throne of God, where we will serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter us with his presence. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be our shepherd. And he will guide me and you and all who believe to springs of living water. And yes, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. What God has done for us. In the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace, which surpasses all of our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.